since 1988.
Tonight we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Well, there's no bigger insider than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who joins us now through Talk Radio News. Bob, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. The cherry blossoms. Now, I'm coming to Washington in a couple weeks. Are they still going to be around?
Yeah, a little bit. they're weird. They bloom, they go, but I think you'll still see some of them.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, my hopes are up. I am hoping. It's the 24th. 24th, I wanted to be here.
You should make it.
All right, that's good. Hey, Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, now prisoner number 40892-424, is in prison for corruption, including, you know, we know this, attempting to sell or trade Obama's, Senate seat. And one of the craziest things that I heard is that he stopped at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers for his last meal before he went in. But you know what that's like because of the time that you served for what happened with Jack Abramoff. And I was wondering, as you were seeing this Blagojevich thing unfold, did that make you think about, ooh, I know what that's like to have this happen and all of a sudden not think you're going to be there, and there you are getting ready to serve this prison time?
Oh, it took me way back quick when I saw it all, and I did interviews, national media with it today, and I ate my last breakfast at Bob Evans before I went into federal prison. Everybody's got their choice. But I talked today about a lot of things in the prison system itself, but, you know, he'll go in there and they ask, well, will somebody give him a hard time? Some may, but I told my experiences, I got a hard time from the prison guards. They gave me a much worse time than any of the inmates did. And the other thing is, you know, his family's going to be important. And I know what people say, well, he made his bed and lie in it, but he's a human being. He has a family, and they need to try to get through this as much as possible. Before I went in, I got advice from Webb Hubble, you know, who was Bill Clinton's assistant attorney general of the United States. And it was great advice. So Blagojevich seems to be going in with the right attitude, but I got to tell you, it's a shocking world in there. It is not rehabilitation. It is punishment. And that's all there is to it. And we've got addicts that we lock up, and we act like they're big time drug dealers, but they're addicts. The whole system's haywire. So hopefully he will see some things as I did, and will be able to give back when he gets out.
Yeah, was the best day of your life when you walked out?
Yes, but it was also weird. You know the Stockholm syndrome. It's sort of like, okay, can I now go to the restroom? Can I now, you know, use a payphone? What can I do? You get so used to it, the lack of freedom, that it freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah, and then you have to assimilate again. You have to get back into the culture.
And my big thing was motion. I got on a bus, and I had not been riding in a vehicle for over a year. It's just weird little things that you go through.
Yeah. So for Blagojevich, 14 years. I don't think, but it's federal. But so he still could not. He's not going to serve all that.
He probably will serve 85% of your time, although I saw in the very interesting thing where he is asking for, and has been recommended for, the drug rehab program, which could be alcohol and or drugs, and if he gets that, he gets 1 year earlier, so he could basically get out in 11 years, but it's a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. That is a long time.
Okay.
Let's jump to something else while we have you here. The big talk, of course, is gasoline, and Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron was just in town, and now the White House is denying, saying, oh, they never had any conversation about a bilateral agreement to release strategic oil stocks. Do you buy that? I think they had a wink and a handshake just to revisit it should the prices keep going high. That's what I think.
I think they did. You know, when Clinton was president, I think, if I remember correctly, the Republicans berated him, don't release the oil, or do release it. I can't remember. Everybody changes their mind with the president every single 4 years. And Bush was a different way. They treated the strategic reserves. They always talk about it. When the pressure mounts, Kate, and it gets big like this, and the people are just frantic, sure, they've had to have had a wink and nod little conversation about it. That's natural.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it would be natural if they're, and if they're close anyway, they're both running countries. Of course, there's things that are going to come up, and especially this with the way the gas prices are right now. So the,
you know, when I traveled in Congress, I was privy to conversations that were with, you know, world leaders, and they do talk like that. You know, very common, casual conversations like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai comes out today and says, listen, you get all the soldiers out of the villages and put them back on the bases. It's just exploding the situation there after what happened over the weekend with the soldier allegedly taking out the 16 people, including women and children. And now the blowback, the Taliban saying, oh, they're just going to behead soldiers and they're vowing revenge and the people chanting anti-American sentiment, not that they haven't done that before. So the White House is saying, no way, the timetable is not changing, 2014. I mean, isn't that a fool's errand, Bob? Do you think if Obama gets reelected, they'll change their tune?
Well, you know, the Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, is a good guy, and I have no reason to believe he came out of that meeting, you know, lying. He came out with one perception, and Karzai just completely pulled the rug out, you know, from under him. And the president's going to get mounting pressure to do something, including from Republicans who are now starting, you know, to see the light of day that maybe this is time to call an end to it. So I think the president's got to stay on track. Of course, there was a commitment, you know, to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan. But we tend sometimes, I think, as a country in the leadership of the White House to, I don't know, maybe they're told things we don't know. But I think at the end of the day, it's not going to get any better over there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they need to leave now. I'm just going to hold you to this. I'm going to hold you to this, Bob. Now, you promised me cherry blossoms. That's all I'm saying.
I hope so. I'll have to get some of the fake cherry blossoms and make sure we put them wherever you're walking.
Bob Ney, Talk Radio News. Thanks a lot. All right, coming up in a couple minutes here on the show, we're going to talk with terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. I caught up with him earlier in the day, filling in for Jason Lewis's show. And we focused on Afghanistan and the Middle East, as Jeff and I always do, and why are we staying there? Why have we not decided to cut and run? You heard what Bob Ney's thoughts were. If Obama gets elected, boom, then right after that, you can be sure the push would be on to get the troops out sooner than 2014, but not until then, because of this whole thing about honoring the campaign promises. It seems to be the big deal for Barack Obama now, because he can have the scorecard and say, I did this, this, and this. I told you I was going to do this, this, and this. We got Osama bin Laden. Healthcare was what I promised. We got the Affordable Health Care Act, which, by the way, is going to be challenged, the individual mandate. All of you know that. The Supreme Court, hearing the unprecedented 3 days of oral arguments, will be in Washington, D.C., bringing you that coverage. America Tonight will be, because it has rippling effects for all of us, no matter how you're insured, whether you do it individually, get it through your company, whatever particular means of health insurance you have or don't have. Maybe you don't have health insurance, you feel pretty healthy, and you don't feel like you should have to have it, you don't want it. And the individual health mandate dictates that you have to have it or be fined by the IRS. So Jeff Atticott coming up in just a few minutes here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
All right, so here's the setup. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, as we were just talking about, says that the American troops need to get out of the villages and get back on the bases. The Taliban suspends the so-called peace talks, and the Taliban also says they're going to retaliate for the 16 dead people allegedly at the hands of the rogue soldier who walked off the base over the weekend, who was suffering from, it looks like, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Regardless of that, there's a lot of craziness happening in Afghanistan, riots and a lot of anti-American sentiment. So we caught up with Jeff Atticott, and that's the first thing that we asked our favorite terrorism expert about: what has to happen here in Afghanistan, and how crazy has this become?
Well, this is not the first murder we've had of civilians in this 10-year war on terror. If you look at the Schlesinger report, and that was in the wake of Abu Ghraib, they indicated we've had over 50 murders that have been committed by our own soldiers. And these things happen in every war. I mean, we have a large army. That's why we have military police. That's why we have JAG officers. These things are bound to happen. You're going to have a bad apple, as we did at Abu Ghraib, if you did in this case. But the Afghanis, and particularly their president, their clerics, are using this as a propaganda pinata. They're basically, they're showing their true colors. They have no gratitude for what we've done for these people. We've almost lost 2,000 people, our own sons and daughters, giving their lives for the Afghan people to, quote unquote, build a democracy. And now, of course, those that know history have always known that's a farce. That's a bridge too far. You cannot do it. And I think maybe even the Obama administration is figuring it out now. It just can't be done. So we're just seeing the true colors of these people. You burn a couple pages in a book, and the whole society goes into, into the ozone. It's just absolutely absurd. They have no frame of reference for freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom of press, freedom of speech. It's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. The day we leave is the day we lose, and we should leave immediately because it's not worth one more American life. We have no idea what we're doing there. There's no plan for victory. This president doesn't know what the word victory means. He's negotiating with the Taliban, really. I mean, it's almost surreal, and the troops on the ground, they know this. They're very keyed up. They don't want to die for a war that to them and to everybody they can see is absolutely useless and futile.
Yeah. I love what you said there. The day we leave is the day we lose. It was unwinnable heading into this. And so now why do they continue to dig their heels in and insist they're not going to change course and they're targeting 2014? And I don't think they're going to change that. I don't think so, unless we start to see more atrocities, I guess. But I really think they're going to try to stick to that timetable. What do you think it takes for them, for the Obama people to admit, no, we got to get out of there now?
Once he's reelected, he's doing this all for politics, and I hate to say that, but clearly this president is very political. When he makes speeches, he always talks about, I'm keeping my political promises, and, you know, we don't care about your political promises, Mr. President. What's good for this country is what you should be concerned for. And as I said before on your show, we had an opportunity to get out with victory. This president was given victory on a silver platter. When we killed Osama bin Laden, he should have done a mission accomplished speech. It would have went like this. President Bush closed down the al-Qaeda camps, drove the Taliban out of power. I killed Osama bin Laden after 10 years. We won. You lost. We're leaving. And if you mess with us again, we'll be back. That's how you conduct war. We were given a golden opportunity because in asymmetrical warfare, there's very rarely you're going to have a measuring stone, a foundation stone, a clear signpost where you can say, we won. We had it. We'll never have it again. President, didn't have the intelligence to grasp victory when it was in his hands.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we moved from Afghanistan to now all the atrocities we're seeing in Syria, but nothing's going to happen in Syria. We're taking up space already all over the Middle East. It's just going to be more about rhetoric and jumping in with what the UN says. Is that right? Is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, there's nothing going to happen in Syria. Syria's going to continue to go. Death toll's getting near 10,000. But again, you got to look at the long term. We go in, we help the rebels, the freedom fighters overthrow the Syrian government. I can guarantee you what will take place is you're going to have a worse government, a more radicalized government than the Syrian regime ever was. So, yeah, it's horrible. People are dying, but, nobody gets out of here alive. And it's self-determination. That's their problem. They can figure it out. It's not our job to go in there and try to micromanage the world. If the UN wants to do it, have a nice day. They can't do it either. But again, you've got to worry about unintended consequences, as we saw in Egypt. We're seeing a worse form of government taking over there from the quote-unquote evil Mubarak. And there's going to be hell to pay in the next couple of years.
Yeah. The situation in Iran and the conversations that were just had with Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington a few weeks ago, and, there's more politics involved in that. Do you think Israel is going to try to bomb Iran or Tehran, specifically the facility, the underground facility?
If I was a legal advisor to the president, the prime minister, I would say bomb, bomb, bomb. And this is the best time for them to attack, really, because the Middle East will not be united against them. Sure, Hezbollah, Hamas will fire some rockets at them. Things will be unpleasant for a while, but Syria is not going to get involved in a wider conflict. They've got their hands full. Jordan, he is praying that the people don't take to the streets to try to throw out his regime, and that would be disastrous if it occurred. He's not going to do anything. Egypt can't do anything. Their military is barely holding on, and they're having this problem with the Muslim Brotherhood, so they're not going to do anything. Saudi Arabia's not going to do anything. Iraq can't do anything. So this is really a golden opportunity because the Arab world is very much, disjointed right now. So it's a golden opportunity to make the strike and knock those boys down in Iran. You're not going to be able to take everything out, but you'll set them back a hoot and a holler, as we say in Texas.
Yeah, and then the U.S., what? The U.S. has to back Israel up, right? Or is the U.S. going to back them up?
This administration has been very anti-Israeli, and I know he's trying to make up with the Israelis now because he realizes that that's not good for his fundraising. And I can cite you about 20 examples where he has been very disrespectful to the Israelis. He's told them to go back to their 67 borders. You know, that's just insanity. He has been very disrespectful toward their prime minister on many occasions. So, but no, this administration, they're probably criticized the attack when it occurs. But the president knows that one of the things that has wide bipartisan support, Democrats and Republicans in the Congress, is support for Israel, even if this president doesn't.
Yeah. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, is always open to talk to you. Thanks for throwing in on this. We appreciate it. So the question becomes, folks, what would your timetable be for Afghanistan? Isn't it time to leave? Hasn't the handwriting been on the wall backwards, forwards, and in every language you could possibly read? It's not going to change in Afghanistan. Not possible. There is no win here. So I like what Jeff said. He's absolutely right. The day we leave is the day we lose, and that could have been turned around. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, it doesn't matter. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. We're done with that. So now it's a question of getting out before more people get killed. I say to start right now. I know that won't happen. I know it won't happen, and it is because we're in an election year. If Obama is elected again, it may kick in right away. What do you think? As always, you're invited to chime in and be part of the overnight conversation. 800-259-5791. So answering my own question, when is the timetable? For me, it's now. Because of everything that we've invested in Afghanistan, the idea that if we just reinvest more resources, there's a good chance we can knock more of the bad guys, the Taliban, out of there since they've decided to flip around again, and we'll leave with the people there having a much better government intact. Baloney. And Jeff knows it. That's why he says that. That's why we've been saying it for a very long time. It's ridiculous. The longer we stay, more people get killed, more things happen, and who knows what's over the hill, especially because of what has just happened with the soldier and this past weekend. Furious Afghanistan folks who wanted the soldier tried there, number one, who definitely wanted the death penalty on the table, and he's not there. He was removed from Afghanistan. So naturally, there are, of course, lots and lots and lots of protests. Clean energy. Do you believe in going green? Is anyone out there listening to this show that really thinks it's not fair the way the Obama folks get tossed around when it comes to things being green or new technologies? If we go back in history, look at and listen to some of the State of the Union addresses, not just from Obama, but Bush, Clinton, Bush before that. There's always talk of developing different kinds of energy. At some point, you'll find a little sliver of that, if nothing else. And it doesn't change. It really doesn't change. It's like pin the tail on the donkey. You're spending money, but yet nothing comes of that money. It's the Solyndra effect. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Every time prices start to go up, especially in an election year, politicians dust off their three-point plans for $2 gas.
All right, so Barack Obama running for president. Gas is $1.87. Now in California, it's $5 for a gallon of regular. Come on now. And he says the Republicans, and he didn't say the Republicans, but he insinuated every time you have an election, just like when he was running, the person coming in says that they have the answer to high gas prices. So he had 4 years, and in 4 years, you see what's happened. We see what's going on with the stimulus that fell on its rump, and then we also see some of the other failed policies. It's the Band-Aid Brigade. When I think of this group, I think of the Band-Aid Brigade and the fact that they're not very transparent. And listen, I was all on board to give him a chance. I mean, I don't care about stripes. So I say this all the time. Right of right, left of left, you're invited to comment on anything we're talking about. You may have a different spin or a great way to look at it, a great analogy in your back pocket. And the deal is that really, I'm not one of those name callers. So if he comes in and he shakes things up, and I wasn't on board in the beginning, but he shows me something, meaning Obama, completely different, amen. Then I'll say okay. But that did not happen in those 4 years. Osama bin Laden was a win, absolutely. And he's the commander-in-chief and pulled the trigger on that. He did. But there were so many misses, including the misinformation about the Affordable Health Care Act. That's why we're going to look at both sides of it when we go back to Washington, give you the pro, give you the con, and watch what happens when you mix them both together. It's funny. I'm telling you, you can. It's just like when you look at the Huffington Post versus the Drudge report. You can take the very same story and you can twist it to mean a lot of different things. But you really can't wash away what's going on with the gas prices, especially because of the moratorium on so many drilling sites, with the fact that it could have been opened up wide open a long time before now, even having this discussion, and the fact that the strategic reserves could be opened up if necessary, which is, I think, the conversation that David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, had with Barack Obama. It's just not the right time to do that. They're going to wait till, or I'm not going to say they, the president, if the numbers keep going higher, waits till you get closer to the election. The one with the most marbles wins. And when you're in charge, let's face it, you have the most marbles. And the people around you and you, just like the Republicans, they're trying to win. So how do you win? We're not winning when it comes to Afghanistan. The anti-American slogans, the protests, the massacre at the hands of the one soldier, he now has been moved to Kuwait, and that's infuriated even more Afghanistan people because they wanted him to stay in Afghanistan, and he did not. I made the snide remark about the Taliban suspending the peace talks because can you really say Taliban and peace in the same sentence? The answer is no. Can you trust the Taliban? No. Is it good to try some diplomacy? If you want to. But how do you negotiate any kind of an agreement with people who are willing to go to extreme lengths to get what they want? So the exit plan is the same. The plan is to withdraw 2014. I say that they ramp up that exit plan. The burning of some of the pages of the Quran, the massacre of the 16 people. Yeah, and what's now been left in its wake? Afghanistan, this is what Karzai says. Afghanistan is ready right now to take all security responsibilities completely. To speed up this process, authority should be given to the Afghans. Now, why are we sitting here even having this conversation on America Tonight? The president of that country is saying, get out of the country. We're ready to take over. What he's really saying is, my buddy, the Taliban or whoever's around, we're going to go back to the same old, and hey, I'm the president of Afghanistan. So why do we continue to stay in this region? I mean, look, Karzai makes a ton of demands. People just ignore him. How many times has this guy cried wolf? More times than I have fingers. So now he's pressing for the demand of the withdrawal of the NATO forces from the countryside. The U.S. military is really going to hit a snag here. Really going to hit a snag. Already has hit a snag. So if I had somebody in my family serving, out. I want them out. Because what are they doing? Karzai is a complete, corrupt individual with nepotism pouring through his veins. People who are all about the spoils of whatever they can get their hands on are surrounding him, and a lot of them from his family. You have to rethink this strategy, man, and now. What are we doing in the Middle East? What are we doing with an out-of-control Islamic world? Really, what are we doing? I thought that Ron Paul didn't have it right, because he has some things I like. He calls some things like he sees them, to the point of where he's ostracized in his own party. But I didn't agree with complete withdrawal of everything and everywhere. But now I'm rethinking that position. Definitely when it comes to the Middle East. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
And so we pull out what happens to all the people that helped us.
Say that again?
If we pull out early, what happens to all the people that helped us?
Oh, listen, if we pull out early, which we're going to pull out, and they're all, if they're known to have helped us, and we don't take them into the United States like we did with some of the Iraq translators and whatnot, they're in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
So how much can we sacrifice our own people for these people in Afghanistan who don't even want us there?
Well, let's Taliban take over again. And look what they were doing when they were running that country before. It wasn't just Osama bin Laden, okay? It was the way they were treating the women, the way they were a militaristic regime, shooting anybody, you know. No, there's no justice or anything. You know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to hope that, you know, in Iraq right now, we don't know if it's, right now it's supposedly democratic. You know, they're kind of running themselves. They're still having the same issues, killing each other, you know, but they're still in charge. They haven't been taken over yet by an Islamic regime, you know, and same thing we're trying to do in Afghanistan. I told you, I don't think this soldier did it because he was whacked out. I mean, he knew if he went and shot a bunch of innocent people, there'd be so much outrage. They'd want to kick the United States out. And
you know what? Who knows? Your theory could be correct. The bottom line is now we're in it. I said this before. We can't put the genie back in the bottle. We're in big trouble in Afghanistan. We are in big trouble. If I had anyone in my life that was serving right now, and I have in the past, I would be so worried. I would. And the fact that we've got, what kind of power do we have there? We're in complete danger for what? For this corrupt Karzai regime that's not going to turn itself around?
Well, the question is, why are we not out on a search and destroy mission? It sounds like we're occupying and we're not trying to go get the Taliban.
Yes.
You know, and we're just sitting back waiting. You know, we're occupying until he has enough troops. You know, Karzai has enough troops to run the country. That's what it sounds like. 2014 is the day when, year when they're going to have enough troops to, you know, hold their democracy together or keep Karzai in power, whatever you want to call him, whether he's a semi-dictator or not, you know. But the point is that, you know, why are we not still, I haven't heard of any attacks against them. Why are we not searching out and killing these people, you know? So, you know, if we're just sitting back, then yeah, you're just sitting back, you know, lame duck standing in their target. You know,
and that's what it is. We are sitting there lame duck because here's what's happened. The idea for Karzai and his regime was they were going to have these peace talks with the Taliban. They're completely blown off the table. They're not going to have any such talks. And so moving forward, how can you really move any kind of a so-called democracy forward under this, the way this country is going and under this regime? And the answer is that you can't do it. You can't move it forward.
Yeah. Hey, I want to switch gears real quick on you. Can you believe some of these contracts these guys are getting in the NFL? Can you believe they pay Calvin Johnson $1 million a game?
I know.
Is that unbelievable?
It's crazy.
$1 million a game. I'm trying to figure out, what's that like, $17,000 a minute?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. But anyways, secondly, Manning, it sounds like he's down to either Tennessee or Denver. So, interesting part, what happens to Tebow if he goes to Denver? And secondly, most people, I have not heard this come out once yet. Manning's best friend lives in Denver. You know who that is, right?
No.
Todd Helton for the Rockies.
Oh.
He's best friend since college.
Oh,
so,
that's interesting. But I've heard, let me just tell you this. I got great sources in the NFL. Forget Denver. Thanks for the call, Don. Denver's off the table. It's Tennessee. Tennessee has been whining and dining Manning. He's got huge ties to Tennessee. You all know that he played college ball there. Tennessee is the team that's going to land Peyton Manning. That's what's going to happen. Seriously. Even though Don makes a good point, because John Elway is very much interested in getting his hands on Manning, but I don't think he's going to win that battle. Hang with us.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
All right, a big reminder that at the tail end of the, well, not the tail end, actually, for three segments in our third hour of America tonight, we've got Nail the Score. Nail the Score in the form of March Madness College Hoops. We had some big games that unfolded earlier in the day, including, I know I have a lot of friends that are UNLV fans. Colorado beat UNLV 67-64. Murray State got the best of Colorado State 58-41. Louisville survived 69-62. They beat Davidson. And then there is a slew of other scores that we'll go through. But, because I know, 100 million people are playing the brackets. So even if you don't know anything about college hoop, it doesn't matter. You're trying to find a winner. But the biggest scare was Syracuse, because they're the top seed out of the East, and they almost lost. UNC Asheville really came close. Syracuse poured it on in the end in that second half, and that made the difference. But the final score, the Orange Men win it 72-65. It was that close. That would have been a huge, huge, unprecedented upset, needless to say. How about Gonzaga? Once again, they always come through in that first round. They knocked off West Virginia 77-54. Baylor. The Baylor Bears held off South Dakota State 68-60. Score doesn't look that close in the end, but it started to get really close. At one point, South Dakota State was a handful of points away from Baylor. So don't forget, Nail the Score coming up in our third hour. We do it in three segments, bada bing, bada boom. So you got to get in quick with your guesses. It's going to be a couple of the Friday games. Who knows what the games are? Our computer will randomly pick those games. If you win, you'll win a GPS, a wireless GPS system for one, and a slew of other prizes. So make sure you keep the number handy, 800-259-5791. I feel like we've just scratched the surface because as we head for the exits, there were a lot of wacky things. We're just talking about Afghanistan. And the other big thing on the day is, and you heard the president in our last segment talk about the $2 gasoline and how that's such a politically charged topic, and because people are paying $5, $4, $3.80, whatever it is, too much money to fill up, for a gallon and then to fill up ultimately, and it's killing their budgets and it's killing the money that they need to stretch for things like food and clothing and, you know, paying the electric bill. So we know the drama that's unfolding. We know the blame game. Huge story in the fact that why isn't the strategic oil stock being opened? And with the British Prime Minister David Cameron in town, the conversation must have tilted toward doing that. But the denials come out of the White House. No, no, no. There is no bilateral agreement. Who's saying that? There is no agreement. And so it goes. At this point, not opened up. I already said this. It'll probably open up. So what's happening to Obama's approval numbers? They're getting kicked in the teeth in a Rasmussen poll. The latest numbers show that the people who approve of the job that the president is doing, 26%, 40 or more, 41% disapprove. Do the math, the rest are undecided. But that's a pretty big number. Over 40%, for what it's worth, when the polls are like that, the people who are helping the president get reelected are not thrilled. Not thrilled. So, where do we go from here? Big news on the home front. Surrounds a couple of interesting things. Nothing with Mother Nature, because the last few weeks, it seems like every time that I crack open the mic, we're talking about some tornado, some disaster, some flood, some terrible thing that has happened. Now it's cleanup time. Just hold your breath, because some warmer weather has hit a lot of parts of the country, in fact, most. So people are cleaning up from some of the damage that has been done the last couple of weeks, especially with those horrific tornadoes where, yes, some of the debris has been cleared away. Now it's a question of towns were practically wiped out. So it's rebuilding and putting the pieces back together. In the meantime, this week, and this was, as I said, some other interesting things, stocks have been up. The S&P, best in 4 years. You know, we said that about the Dow. It was one of the best numbers we had seen in a long time. So the stock market is having a little bit of a bounce. And that means for people who have 401ks or money invested in the market, I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire to have something out there, because you're hoping, of all the way you've divested yourself, that you're going to have some kind of number to retire on. And believe me, you need a big number. I was listening to people when I was back home talk about putting grandparents in facilities and selling their house and how much it costs. One place in New Jersey, $9,000. And they said that's really kind of the middle of the road. $9,000 a month. $9,000 a month when you're like, you know, 88 years old, and they put you in not a nursing home necessarily, but a facility. And where do you come up with that kind of dough? So that commercial where people are walking around with numbers, your number better be an infinite number. Remember when you were in school? To infinity. You multiplied all the way to infinity. That's what you got to just think. To infinity. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Illinois, where the governor Blagojevich was put away. He had a flight to Denver. Actually, he pulled up in a limousine. He's gone for 14 years, probably gets out in 12. Hey, Dale.
Hey. Yeah, the old governor took a hike. You know, we got quite a record, as I've told you before, of Illinois governors going to jail. We're real proud of these guys out here. Well, I guess what I'd like to say, Kate, is when is this president going to lead? I mean, I don't want him reelected, but in the critical times that we really need this guy to be a president, he's not a president. This deal with Afghanistan is just absolutely absurd. You know, they complained about us burning Korans at a prison over there or Guantanamo or wherever it was. You know, not one mention of the fact that the reason they did it was that the prisoners were using their holy books to send code messages. They were defacing the Koran. You know, I never heard him say anything about this.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. It was Bagram Air Force Base, and they were cleaning Bagram Air Force Base, and that was part of it. You're right. And there were messages being sent, and that was part of the problem. And nobody said that. Leon Panetta, nobody said that. Yeah.
You know, and he just lets this stuff go by, and all he does is apologize. I'm tired of this guy apologizing for the treasure of money and men and women that we sacrifice for these people. This event happens, a tragic event, and here we have our Secretary of Defense immediately runs over there to apologize. And that's exactly why he went over there. He didn't go over there to state, hey, you know, you guys got to start doing something on your own here.
No, I agree. We're a nation of apologists, and yet everything that's happened to, like, the assassination of our soldiers and guys who were trying to mentor people in Afghanistan, there's no big apology there.
Well, you know, it almost makes you want to, Kate, you know, make a glass factory out of that place. There's plenty of sand to do it. We just need a hell of a lot of heat. And, you know, that's not going to happen. I don't want it to happen. But, boy, we got to have some leadership up there. Oh, I think the only person that Barack Obama listens to is this crazy attorney general he's got.
Eric Holder. Oh, yeah, Eric Holder is the untouchable. You have a great weekend. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, no matter what, Fast and Furious, you name it, and he bounces back. You know that old saying, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say sticks to you? Well, that's pretty much Eric Holder. It doesn't matter. He's always going to come out of it smelling like a rose.